And Jesus said to all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When my fellow priests asked me, "What do I think of the new president?" they laughed very much to my answer. And they indeed laughed, because I responded every time, "Build the wall, build the wall." And it was actually after the retreat, after the picture was taken, Father Selway comes to tell me, "Stay here, don't go out," because they are rounding out Mexicans. And Bishop Dolan even said, "Who let him in?" They have a little fun with me. And this because was just after Inauguration Day. But I respond them, "Build the wall." They were surprised with me. This event about the wall is very interesting, and I take it on this way. There is enough evidence that those who oppose the construction of the wall are the same who are tearing down the religious walls. The leftists and the liberal people abhor with their whole heart any kind of wall, whether it is made up with mortar and bricks or made up with moral and Christian dogmas. These bad people want open borders and no barriers. Their bad conscience and sometimes their sinfulness don't agree with religion at all. But of course, confronting the Catholic Church, they are after an impossible job. I am therefore happy to say, build the wall, because there are non-open borders in the Catholic Church or in heaven. The Church and heaven actually have a wall, a door, and a doorkeeper. This wall is, as I said, made up with moral and Christian dogmas. The guardian is Saint Peter. Our Lord said to him, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And this is our foundation, Saint Peter, the rock, standing for 2,000 years. The open-minded people don't see that these walls of ours are for our protection and salvation. We also have as protector the very foster father of our Lord Jesus, Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph is the protector of the universal church. The liberals may have some success on earth, but not in heaven. Long time ago, in 1963, we saw how the modernist clergy in the Vatican, with John the 23rd, said, "Let us open the doors of the church to welcome everyone in." And indeed, he welcomed every single liberal that existed. And now we have the church as we have now in this situation. And there is Vatican II, full of liberals. The liberals also damage the walls of matrimony. To say an example, only 48% of people are getting married in a formal or a Christian religious ceremony. Only 48%. These people destroy the walls of modesty. Lots of people demonstrate their freedom and liberty with immodesty, with tattoos, piercings, and many other things. And you cannot tell them anything because they will argue back that they have the right to use their body as they wish. Almost 20 years ago, when some people saw me as clergy in different places, they will often tell me that they used to be Catholics, but now they say I am a Protestant. And they tell me as certain that we all are going to heaven. Now, to my surprise, those people don't come to me anymore. And I don't hear that anymore, as if they exist no more. But I think the reason is that a lot of people are turning to non-denomination services, where there is nothing that really matters. As long as you come in and feel good, that's okay. These non-denomination services have no authority. They have no borders. Everyone is welcome. But if anyone says to you, we all are going to heaven, no matter what, the answer is no way. The only way to get in is through the narrow door. To come to the church or heaven, you must pass through customs. To the church is through sacraments, and heaven, very possible, will be also through purgatory. But there is none open borders. The doorkeeper is Saint Peter. Saint Peter has the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Our Lord said to him, and I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Saint Peter will not let in into the kingdom of heaven those who have not gone to confession. And the power of confession comes from our Lord when he said, and whatsoever thou shalt bind upon earth, it shall be bound also in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose upon earth, it shall be loosed also in heaven. We can't just walk in heaven, as the open borders people desired. You can just walk in the church and be welcome at the communion rail right away. Or you can just come in illegally with a mortal sin or venial sin into heaven. And it is also amazing that even in sports, in some public locations or schools where they practice sports, at each game the coach will not keep a score. Do not make sad the losers. For confession, we need the score. We need an examination of conscience. There every sin counts, mortal or venial. And these people, liberals, had been saying no borders in countries as they managed to do in the European Union. No borders at church as they managed to inflict to us religious freedom. And later on, they will attempt to say no borders in heaven, but good luck with St. Peter. And dear faithful, few days and we begin the holy season of Lent. Today Jesus ends his invitations. 2 weeks ago we heard invitations to the vineyard to work, and we heard the word of God that we need to put into practice. Now we are invited to do penance. Today, our Lord Jesus wants us to start doing reparation for our sins. Today, he announces his passion. From now on, we will see in the Gospels everything about Jesus. We will see only about his sufferings for us. We won't see more invitations, too late. We have to start doing the penance, the observance of Lent. We will see in the Gospels our Lord Jesus doing the suffering and going through his passion and being crucified. And we are subjected now to only see him and implore for forgiveness of everything we have caused to him. Fasting, abstinence, confessions, penance, prayers, and mortification in general are not a wall, but a door for us to come to the church and later on to heaven. And Jesus said to all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.